Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Grant. Luke with the Rapid and Recorded Line. How are you?
Doing well, Luke. How about yourself?
Good. So I got your voicemail. To answer your question, Nicole's name was on the... All her contact info was on the app. So I was, who I was supposed to reach out to.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just wanted to give you clarity kind of on how we work over here. It's like not, you know, necessarily a garage set up here. We have, you know, three or four offices. And how it's done is all communication needs to be done through me. It's just like Nicole said, it has maybe 2 months of experience, and just I need to be able to filter the information, get it to our sales managers first, and make sure that she's understood and not cause any confusion.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, I think I tried yesterday, and either the phone I couldn't get through, or I might have left the voicemail. I'm not sure. And then I was just like, all right, I'll try Nicole. Hey, her name's on the application. But yeah, going forward, I won't reach out to her.
Yeah. That'd just be the preferred method. I know there's a lot of different broker shops out there, and they all operate differently. So I just wanted to give you a picture. You know, though you can't come out and necessarily view us immediately, give a picture of like how we're set up here.
Sure. Okay. Did she pass along? Well, I copied on the email, so you're aware of what we need, right?
Yeah, and you know, I talked to her about it, and I just don't know how likely this deal is going to be to move forward. The feedback she gave on the other approvals that we had, she's like, well, really, I was expecting $500,000 over a 5-year term, and more of like a credit line scenario. And we try to explain to her that it's, you know, that's not like our product, like, but we do have money she can get, and I just don't think that, you know, what she was looking for is in line with what we are able to offer, either Rapid or our partner, other partners.
Right. Okay. All right, well, I mean, if she does, you know, change her mind, or if she can come up with the docs, I mean, we can go out to 18 months. I don't know if she qualifies for the select, but we could at the very least get her on the preferred, or, I don't know if she qualifies for the preferred, but she might be able to qualify for the select. That way we can get her on maybe like a 15-month term, and it'll be closer, the rates will be closer to what she's looking for as far as like bank numbers and whatnot, you know, closer than the standard at least.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have other offers right now?
Yeah, like I think 250K at OnDeck, 300K at MCC. That's it, though.
Okay, and what are the terms?
Let me see if I have it.
And
near.
Like the rates and whatnot.
OnDeck is offering 250K for using their select program. So, for example, over there, 24-month term. The sell rate is a 1.247. That's with 5 points included. There is a 2.5% O fee on that, but the way their OnDeck Select program works is it's 100% interest forgiveness. So if they were to pay back 30 days from now, all the interest that they still had to do would be gone. And that's kind of what differentiates that product on for their Select program. But it's only 250K. And that's their max, not for the select program. Usually they can go to 400K on their select program, but they didn't on this one. Then MCC approved 300K over 15 months at a 1.37 sell rate. That includes 15 points.
15 points. Okay. No fee?
No fee.
Okay. All right, and they didn't require any, like, financials or anything like that?
You know, they do, but they are able to get the numbers out first, and that's how the majority of our lenders are, you know, OnDeck, NewLogic, MCC. They will require financials, but they usually get numbers out to us first so that we can at least quote the customer and give them a little kick in the butt to collect them. But like I said on this one, the customer's not quite in line with reality on what we can provide her or what she qualifies for within our product. So,
okay.
She wanted to use the funds to pay off a current line of credit she has, but it's kind of like, these rates are probably more expensive than the Bank of America line of credit you have, but hell, if you want $300, go for it.
Yeah, why is she doing that? That's weird.
I don't know.
Line of credit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she, it was her intention. She wanted to pay off the 150K balance she had out on that, and then net, you know, another 400K if she could.
Yeah. Okay, all right, well, you know, we can't, unfortunately, banks, but we can't quote anything past 75 without, or excuse me, we can quote up to 150. Anything past 150, we need to do a larger request. Requires, you know, the financials.
So, yeah, I understand that. You know, I've been trying to do a workaround in all honesty, you know, because the way our sales reps are trained are not to collect financials on the front end. You know, we want to just get an application in, banks, and a tax return. And those are like the three things minimum that we gather. But on the front end, I'd say one in 100 of our deals comes with P&L balance sheets and full fins on the front end. You know, it's almost always a stiff on the back end.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, if she sends them in to MCC or on deck, she decides to go with one of them, and they shoot her down, you have the financials anyway, so just shoot them over.
If we can get them, I'd definitely like to see what you guys can do. I'll leave a note in the system and be like, hey, I just spoke to Rapid, I know you spoke to them, but just to recap, you know, if we are able to gather financials, we might as well send them off to them so that we can see where they stack up against the other loan offers. Because if you could get up to, you know, 400K, you know, maybe that's really something that could entice her. I'm not sure about her revenues off the top of my head, but I know that they have a pretty large business selling, like, water gauges for, like, to the city or something.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, let's, if you get a hold of them, send them over. I can't really do much. My hands are tied a little bit.
Yeah, I understand. I wish there was some sort of workaround on the financials thing, but I'll just have to keep that in mind going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't even send... Jeremy and Will won't even look at a deal if we don't have the financials.
Huh.
And again, over 150, we have to have them. They won't even... It'll say, get the financials. We're not looking at this yet. Because you can't really tell much. You can't tell the health of the business through the bank statements alone.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree. You know, it's just kind of relative to whatever the other people in the industry are doing, and so that's what makes it challenging, you know, when other people are just kind of like, we don't need them yet, you know. It's just that little step that can make a difference.
I understand.
All right, thank you for giving me a call back, Luke.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we'll talk soon, Grant.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, bye.